10 Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Skirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me too. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood. Land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
It's shorting.
Okay, hi, welcome to Hollywood Connections. Stay tuned, everybody, because you do not want to miss this show. If you've ever thought about writing a book, that's coming up in the next half hour, but do we have an amazing guest for you? She is on the air with us from Arizona, my favorite spot, and all the little resorts out there in the in the canyons and the mountains. And welcome, and introduce yourself to everybody around the world.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Jody O'Malley, and I am a master's prepared critical care nurse that worked in a federal hospital for Native Americans throughout COVID and wound up blowing the whistle on the corruption that I was witnessing.
I watched your videos, and they are very powerful. I mean, talk about Rosa Parks. I was just saying, you are changing the world, and Godspeed ahead, and God put his blessings over you, because I have a ton of questions. And your book is called Rare Courage, and you're standing for the right when you're surrounded by the wrong, and that's super powerful. And you also helped her write the book.
That's correct.
That's
yes.
So amazing. I can't wait to see more about this. So Jody, start from the beginning, why you started this movement.
Well, the movement that I have that I just released is called the Truth Movement, and that was created as another calling upon my life to gather the women of faith that are anxious, that have, you know, so many people have been displaced from family and friends. We gained weight, our mental health, physical health is struggling. So I created the movement to increase your confidence so you have the courage to walk in your calling in a community.
It's amazing. Now, you know, videos that I saw that Leslie sent me are really, really powerful.
Yeah.
And can I talk about some of the videos? Because it really hit home to me where I have to tell you the truth, and I need probably some answers as well, if we can start with that real quick.
Sure.
My brother, he was a truck driver, and he had a triple bypass years ago, and then he got very healthy, had a couple shots, of course, the COVID shot. And he texted me one night, and he said, having heart attack bad. and he actually died 20 minutes later with a blood clot. And I've had other family members the same thing. And they were healthy, and they were their lifestyle was good. They look good. But, you know, that concerns me from what I've seen with your videos are right on target.
Yes, I mean, it's sad. I'm sorry about your brother. I've heard so many of these stories. What I was witnessing happening in the hospital, you know, the very first thing, if we look at the creation of this experimental technology and experimental biologic agent inside of it, which, you know, if you go to NIH's website, they even talk about that the spike protein was not used in the production of this vaccine. And so what was used in the production of it, you know, they haven't been forthcoming with it, you know, at all. And so essentially, you know, it's like I was noticing the vaccine injuries that were happening and none of it was being reported.
Well, how many cases would you say you saw?
Many. Dozens.
Wow.
Dozens. See, here's the thing that happened is there was no training on vaccine adverse event reporting. People that work in the hospitals, we don't really come in contact with vaccines. That's usually done at the childhood level, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that was the first red flag, is why are they not educating us to notice these safety signals, is what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is that doctors and nurses weren't even going down the line of questioning when a patient presented with this, because they were all brainwashed to believe that this was the savior and that everybody needed it. And those who didn't take it were the ones who didn't care about humanity. And so even when people came into the hospital with complaints, they wouldn't even ask, were you injected? And if so, when? I asked administration to at least put that on the triage note so that we could start gathering data, because nobody was gathering data anymore, right? Like they did it with, you know, very few people in the clinical trials. They never even tested for infection or transmission. So that shot was created not to prevent you from getting sick or getting someone else sick. That shot should have just been marketed to people that if you want to stay out of the hospital, it might lower your chance of hospitalization.
But here's the thing. I know Leslie has some questions, too.
Yeah, I was going to jump in here, Jody, and because I think, because I want to make sure we maximize your time here. And I think it's important for people to hear why you stepped forward and that the story about your coworker.
Yes. Yeah, so I decided to, well, first of all, in February of 2020, I knew immediately, like I was just given discernment that I needed to pay attention to this when I found out that the whole world, that this was a global event, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so in June of 2020, it had become so much for me to bear and handle that I wanted to just get off of all social media, and I was thinking about walking away from nursing. And that's not what the Lord called me to do. But then a year later, when the pharmacist denied ivermectin to my coworker who was 2 weeks post-vaccination and came into the hospital sick, she just said that she felt horrible. She wasn't having any respiratory. All of her vital signs were great, but she felt awful. And she asked me to advocate for her to get that stuff that I had been talking about, which was ivermectin. And pharmacy denied it. And that was my first recording. When I called the pharmacist into my office, because at that, I worked as hospital supervisor about 60% of the time. So I called the pharmacist into my office and asked her why she was denying it. And she blatantly said that she's following orders. She can only give it for lice or scabies. But the Lord had laid on my heart to record that conversation.
And Jody, what ultimately happened with your coworker?
Yeah. Well, my coworker wound up passing away. She wound up passing away 2 weeks later. Like I said, she got on the experimental remdesivir protocol. That was the only medication that was used pretty much in the whole entire country.
Right, because this was 2021.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yep. And she wound up, you know, having to get intubated a couple days after being on that. When she came into the hospital on room air, didn't need oxygen or anything. She got on the remdesivir, and within a few days, she was intubated, and she wound up passing away.
How old was she, about?
Let's say late 30s, early 40s.
So young.
Yeah, very young.
And you know how many people talk to all the time, because I'm in that business? They say, oh, I got the shots, but I got COVID, and it was really bad. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, that's what I was seeing. I was in the beginning in December of 2020, we had a lot of people that had already gotten COVID throughout that summer and then came in after the shot just absolutely worse. And I'm like looking around at what I call zombie coworkers saying like, you guys, do you not see? Like, this is giving people COVID. And they already had it. How come all of us that, you know, didn't take it, we're fine, but these people are coming in, and the amount of deaths we saw, Native Americans lost 7 years off of their lifespan. Mm. To put this in perspective, they went back to numbers of living, average age of living back in the 1920s. I was up on the reservation speaking, and they had 20,000 people on their part of the res, and they lost 5,000 people.
Wow, that's, I had no clue on that one.
That's terrible.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, IHS, Indian Health Service, part of HHS, came out and said that COVID-19 infection after vaccination was an adverse event of special interest. But like I said, nobody was gathering the data. You know, so many people took the shot and they didn't want to think that they had poison in them.
Right. But I think Jody, you know, and I don't know if you'll agree with me, but I think the most important piece of your story today is maybe not as much about the shot, because people have started to decide how they feel about that one way or the other at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But really what it was like at a time when it wasn't easy to stand up.
Right.
Tell people what you were seeing. Like, can you speak to what that was like? I mean, your job was in jeopardy, your very career, your license was in jeopardy. Can you speak to that for a few minutes?
Yeah, absolutely, because what my story is a testimony and a witness to the glory of God and what happens in someone's life when they submit their will. You know, we're always talking about you need more faith. You don't have strong enough faith. Well, I think the big piece that's missing is allowing the Holy Spirit to come in you and work through you.
Right.
And that was the only reason why I had the courage and the faith to listen to him. When he said, release this to the world, I mean, I didn't go the proper channels because I thought the proper channels were evil, right? They weren't listening to me anyway. And so I recorded it and then I released it, and the video went viral within 5 million views in just 2 days and before YouTube.
Oh my gosh, yep.
Censored it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my other question is, you know, where can they buy the book? Leslie Graham is here. She helped you write the book. I do have that question. And also, how did you meet Miss Amazing Leslie Graham?
That was a God connection, for sure.
Well, this is all God, right? This is all God. As soon as I blew the whistle, I mean, I was like thrusted into this life with Dr. Zelenko, Dr. McCullough, all these people. And one of the nurses that I met in Florida told me, like, I needed to write a book. And at that time, I was still praying on it. I was kind of hoping, like, all right, Lord, I did what you asked me to do. Now can I go back to my normal life?
It was a friend of a friend of a friend. Literally, her friend reached out to her coach, who was helping her write a book.
Right.
And told her, I have someone. They're not probably going to write it on their own. Who do you know that can write it for her? And it was a friend, it was a mutual friend, Steve Hopper.
Oh, I love Steve Hopper. Oh, my gosh.
And so Steve referred that friend to me. That friend called me. And then that friend connected me to Jody. It was a whole chain of things. Yeah.
That's amazing. And your faith is so strong. And we just pray in the name of Jesus that God protects you, puts angels around you for everything that you're accomplishing in your life. And this book is amazing, Rare Courage. Where can they buy it from, Leslie? And here?
I'll let Jody speak to that because she's got a couple of options.
So I am actually offering it as a gift for people that want to sign up for the Truth Movement, the private membership community, a signed copy and a 20-minute coaching call with me.
And how can they find that, Jody? Yes.
Jody O'Malley, JodiOMalleyRN.com.
So JodiOMalleyRN.com. That's amazing. You know, I do have a question coming in. Somebody was asking about the mask. What is your opinion on the mask?
Do you see the mask?
Yeah, I see the mask around your hand. It's a good little trinket for a bracelet.
Well, I'll tell you, it's funny. The reason, like with Leslie and I, my thoughts on the mask are useless.
Hello.
They do not work. They cause more harm than good. We actually had the Surgeon General come out because he was promoting his book and saying how ventilation and circulation were the largest missed opportunities. Well, here's the thing. In the respiratory hierarchy of control, those are the first things you go to. But what did they do? They told everybody to be locked down and stay inside. Don't open the windows. Don't go outside. Don't breathe fresh air. It's actually, you know, I was writing my book and I told Leslie, I gave her the first chapter and I was on 60 pages just talking about the mask. And we're like, this isn't going to work.
No.
We're going to get into more of how to write a book coming up in the next half hour. And it's amazing. How long did it take you to write the book?
Well, I found out
that's a loaded question.
I know.
How long did it take to write it, Jody? One night.
Oh, my God.
Took her one night.
One night? When I had a friend that wrote a book as well, and she said that she talked her book. So I brought that up to Leslie, and I said, we already have the outline of the chapters. So I literally, she told me to speak each chapter for about 15 minutes. And then in a couple of weeks, I get this book and I said, oh my God, it's like I wrote it. And she goes, you did. And I was like, I was just blown away. I mean, and then it was like another 6 months of us literally going back and forth.
Editing is the hard part.
Editing is hard. But that's what we're going to talk about. There's a new program because you told me I was doing it wrong and I'm saving it to Word. I'm like, forget it. But
I can't wait. It wrong. It's just the hard way.
I just didn't know how to do it. Yeah. And that's what she teaches you. But this book is amazing. And you've been on some national talk shows and you have your own show as well.
I do. I have. I mean, look at what God. He just has his plan. We just have to trust in it. I created a Nurses Out Loud radio show on AmericaOutLoud.news. So we have nurses speaking every single day, Monday through Friday. And then all of our shows go to podcasts. So it's called Nurses Out Loud.
I love it. Well, I was telling Leslie real quick, I know we have 5 more minutes, but I know if anything else you want to add to this, you know, we're on 3 FM, 3 AM, we're live, we have a podcast, we've got YouTube and Facebook, and we have people that don't live here, and they have shows that they call in, and they do a live streaming. So I'm going to give Leslie the information. I mean, what you have going on is a mega hit. You know, it's out of the ballpark, and if you decide to come to Tantalk, it's definitely a hit, and getting the word out even more so. You're truly an amazing inspiration for the world.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. I'm open to all opportunities. It's all about, you know, we could talk about COVID. We could talk about medical interventions and all the stuff that has been done, but you know what? At the end of the day, it's about bringing people into relationship with Yeshua. Mm-hmm. And submitting your will.
Amen.
Yep. Submitting your will to his and allowing him to work through you to accomplish the purposes that you were created for.
And so trusting him. You know, and yeah. I just went through another breakthrough after my son passed away, but it was something else. He had sleep apnea, and he was 34, but something completely different. But there, it takes time even for a grieving stage to go through, and all of a sudden there was another breakthrough this last 3 weeks, and I'm like, God, I feel good. You know, I feel really good. And and so any other last words, Leslie, you want to bring to the table?
No, I was thinking actually, you know, her bottom line was a great segue into the next half, because prior to Jody, the only books I did when me getting into this business was very much a God thing for me.
Yeah, and I have so many questions for you.
When I said yes to that, I said, okay, Lord, but only business books. I don't want to do any personal stories. They're hard. They take forever.
Wow.
I'm not interested. And it wasn't until Jody showed up with her story and her bottom line, you know, that this is about helping other people be courageous and sharing faith, you know, and helping bring people to Jesus. And it just things just came together that I realized it was time for me to start doing personal stories. So,
well, and we met at Forbes Riley event.
We did.
Yeah, famous Forbes Riley out there. That's how I met Leslie.
Hi, Forbes.
Hi, Forbes. It's been such a pleasure to have you on there. Any last words that you want to say? Anything?
Well, I'll say my lawsuits are going forward. I refused mediation with the federal government. I told them I wasn't wanting to settle. And so a federal judge just awarded a couple of months ago that I made non-frivolous allegations subject to further proof, and HHS has to hand over their entire agency file. And so, you know, guys, just know that lawsuits take a long time. But, you know, I still have my license.
Yeah, her license was cleared.
Okay, that's good.
That was done.
They said I was ethical in my disclosure. I had to do a formal ethics evaluation. And I just really want to encourage people to speak the truth. And also, since you have amazing Leslie on your show as well, for people to understand that, you know, we need to get your story out.
Yeah.
And Leslie was just such a pleasure to work with. I mean, her and I are good friends now. Yeah, we're just really good friends. I mean, she knows like very intimate details and everything, and it just was an amazing process. Once I figured out that I could talk my chapters.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to talk about that. How do you do that? Tape recorder? Do you have a program? That's in the next half hour.
My phone. My Android phone.
Okay. This is amazing. I've been telling everybody everywhere about Leslie Graham. I said, you want to write a book? This is a woman. Stay tuned. You do not want to miss this next half hour. And Jody, it's a pleasure. And if you're ever down this way, you are my guest with Leslie on our sailboat or the pontoon boat.
Ooh, Jody, and come on down.
On a pontoon.
Jody loves to travel.
Yes, sunkisscharters.com. Jody, it's such a pleasure to meet you, and I love Arizona. What part of Arizona are you in?
I'm in Scottsdale.
Oh, that's where my son was born.
Oh,
well, we lived in the outskirts, but I wanted a Scottsdale address. Oh. So I got a Scottsdale doctor.
Well, God bless you guys, and thank you both for being courageous and sharing the truth. And to everybody out there listening, you know, we know how this ends. You just keep your eyes focused on Yeshua and keep looking up.
That's amazing. And a real quick question, where can they watch your videos and see some of the power videos that Leslie sent me? Are they on YouTube?
They're also on JodyO'MalleyRN.com.
Good. That's even better. We like that. So go there, check it out. I'm Dawn Reese, and it's been such an honor to have you on the show. And what you are a courageous woman. And like I said, Godspeed ahead. And just God and the angels protect you in Jesus' name.
Yes. Thank you, Jody.
Amen.
Thank you.
Wow. When she talked about the Indian reservation.
Oh, she could have went on.
I know. I mean,
she has so much information and so much experience. And her network at this point with other people who are also, you know, rose up during that time.
I was going to say, what about, is she on like an audio book, like audio? Like, you know, you get them on Amazon audio?
She does want to. She does not have it yet.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a different animal.
Okay. So do you do that too?
Not yet.
Not yet. This woman next to me here is so amazing. Leslie Graham, welcome to the show. She's been my
Thank
co-host
you, my
as
pleasure.
Well with Jody O'Malley. And I have to ask you, I mean, start from the beginning. How
start
did you become
beginning.
An author?
Oh
I mean, writing books.
Okay, well, at the beginning was, I'll give you the Reader's Digest version since I'm coming back. I'm getting a little bit of feedback.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, try not to touch the mic. That would help.
No, I wasn't touching it before, but gotcha. Okay. I was trying to adjust it. Sorry.
Like, how old were you first?
Well, the first book that I wrote...
She wrote her own first book.
I don't know how old I was. Let's not talk about that.
Okay. Well, I was curious because, you know, I mean, a lot of people want to know, like, how many years ago?
My first book was published... In 2007.
Okay, gotcha.
So my first book, well, here's the backstory, and I'm going to give you the Reader's Digest version.
Right.
Because I'll be back another time to You're actually
gonna
be talk
back.
About my book. But back in 1996, our 4-year-old son, Robbie, was diagnosed with brain cancer.
I didn't know that.
And at that time, the type of cancer he had, they told us, well, first of all, you're fortunate this wasn't 10 years ago because we'd have no options. We do have some options, though. And if we can get it to go away, here's the downside. Mm. If it ever comes back, we'll be out of, you'll have no options. We're going to use everything on the front end. And so, long story short, because it's a whole long story, and I'll share that next
right.
time.
Right. I know that's a miracle story we have to
yeah,
do on you.
Yeah, he ultimately went through 2 years of treatment, 3 years, three times it came back. Three times went away, three times it came back.
And how old was he?
He was six by
oh, geez,
then.
Oh, that's so young.
And by the third time that it came back, his brain, it was all through his brain. His spine was covered with it. And basically, they'd send him home to die, right? And because he had a port in his skin, you know, being accessed over and over and over for 2 years. And if you've ever known anyone with cancer treatment, that's pretty common to get that port. But it kind of leads right to the heart.
Mm.
And so having a hole in the skin was not good. And they said, whatever you do, don't expose him to any water. No baths, no showers, no pools, no water. Because you get an infection there, it's just going to speed up the inevitable.
But you're a praying mom, and you are...
I'm a praying mom.
Yes.
And he has a praying dad.
And a praying dad.
And he had the praying dad who insisted that we take our son to our church's baptism service at Fort DeSoto Beach that weekend.
Okay. Oh, a baptism in the ocean?
Mm-hmm.
I've done that last about 3 weeks.
It's not a clean place to get them. It's not clean water, but it was necessary. And long story short, when we left the beach that day, that hole in his skin was closed. His next MRI was clean.
Oh, my gosh.
And he is going to be 32 years old here in a couple of weeks.
We need to bring him into the station.
Oh, he's really shy. I can try.
Wow, that's amazing. And then what was your first book called that you...
And so... I had this story, and I knew people. I wanted people to know that God was real and that miracles still happened.
Okay,
and
this is the miracle story segment of the show.
So yep. I was going to write that book, but it was really hard because if you're going to actually take a reader on that journey, you have to be willing to go back mm-hmm. on that journey yourself. And because I was having such a hard time with it, I had never written a book before. I decided to stop writing that one. And write another book so that I could prove to myself that I could write a book. So my first book...
That's amazing, because I'm at the stage of, like, I'm like, I want to write, I have two books, but it's like, how do you get there?
Yeah.
You know, and that you are the person to get there.
So my first book was actually called 50 Nifty Freebies for Homeschoolers.
Oh, that's right, I remember that.
And I sold it at homeschool conferences.
Right.
Until... People started, they would come around the corner and they would have known me from a different conference and they were yelling, it's the freebie lady. And I didn't want to be the freebie lady.
right.
So I put that on the shelf and went back to writing my book. And so that book, I don't want to talk about the title because we're changing it.
Right.
And because we're relaunching it here in a couple of months. But that was all about the story of our journey with our son.
Wow.
Right.
And is that for sale still?
I believe it might be still on Amazon, but we are pulling it down because we're going to change the title.
But that's also like the 700 Club story. You know, have you sent any of these out to all the other Christian networks?
No, I have not.
Them your motivation to do that.
Okay.
Yes.
No, he will bother me. I'll make sure. And so I did that, and I published that in 2011 in Life.
Let me ask you, when you published that, how did you write it at that time? Was it longhand? Was it computer?
I sat at a computer every day for 9 months.
And where did it go? Like on Word or like
right.
notes?
So the first book took me 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
That book took me, when I finally sat down to do it, 9 months, which was years later. Because 2007 was when I started. 2009 is when I really got serious.
But did you do it on, how did, like what?
I wrote it on a laptop on Word.
On Word, mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know Word went that long.
Well, it's broken into chapters.
Okay.
But it does go that long.
I mean, do you have to save it? I mean, if somebody...
Oh, yeah.
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 Okay, because otherwise you lose it. Yeah.
Fast forward to, you know, now, I've spent time... I went back to school and got a bachelor's degree in business education, got a master's degree in instructional technology, which
you
then had
so
me into
of
online...
You are so proud of your wife. That's amazing.
Which then got me into online learning... Had a total God connection on a very well-known marketer's team as his content and curriculum writer for 6 years.
Okay, I'm definitely in awe.
But during that time when COVID hit, it was financially the best year of my life. I made more money than it ever made.
Wow.
In that online world. It was in high demand. Well, a lot of people were in high demand in that time, right?
But also God takes care of his people. When you really are in tune with God, he's not going to let you fall. And during that time, my husband and I, we were doing the same thing. Yeah.
But I was exhausted. I was working 60, 70 hours a week.
Yeah.
And I happened to be part of a mastermind. And I went to my friends in the mastermind. I said, you know me. You know what I'm good at. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. You know, because in 2020, everybody was reexamining their life, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's really important? Is all this is fulfilling, but it's wearing me out and it's taking
right.
away from things from my family and yada yada. And so they gave me a bunch of wonderful ideas. Some of them I have still not used, but I will.
Okay.
But one of the gentlemen in the group, and that's this man right here who wrote this book, Terry Wilson,
ooh.
Said to me, Leslie, I have this webinar. Do you think you could turn it into a book for me?
Ooh.
And I said, people would pay me for that? And I didn't even realize that I did that on a daily basis. This influencer that I was working for had, you know, courses and videos and all these things. And I was the one taking his content and repurposing it a whole lot of different ways. So I was already doing that. And so I started a new business called Turn It Into a Book.
Okay, that's a website too.
And that is a website, turnitintoabook.com. And that is when... I told the Lord, okay, I'm going to do this, but only business books.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do any of that other personal stuff.
God had other plans.
So I do still do business books.
Okay.
But this year, branched out and started a coaching program, which brought in more of the people with personal stories.
Yeah, you're a motivational speaker. I mean, I sit, you know, you could be filling these hotel rooms with all these people.
Oh.
I mean, your energy and
help
what you
me.
Have to... I know what I'm doing. Yeah, I see that. You have so much knowledge and wisdom that you can help other people.
That's what I want. You know, years ago, the Lord told me, I'm going to show you some things. I'm going to make you a walking resource. I want you to use it to help my people. And so
I believe that in my heart. That's what I feel in the spirit. Like, I just see you talking in front of thousands of people and talking about your books and how to write them and the program and selling the whole thing, you know? Like, I just see that. I feel it.
So I'm now getting ready to create my own course. So
okay.
We're going to take everything we've learned.
Didn't I just say that?
Yes.
You said that before I didn't even know.
So you didn't even know. We're going to take everything we've learned from working with done-for-you clients.
Oh, wow.
Everything we've now learned on top of that from done-with-you
right.
clients and make a DIY version. I don't know if there's ever a book that's 100% DIY because, in my opinion, and you know Melinda when she was on here a couple
right,
weeks ago.
Right, exactly, another
everybody
author.
Everybody should have an editor.
Mm-hmm.
I need an editor. I would not put my own book out without having someone else go through it. Because what happens is your eyes have seen those words over and over and over, and your brain starts to just ignore.
Right.
And so you start, you don't see the mistakes that you've made, and you need someone. So I don't know if there's ever a 100% DIY book. I'm sure they're out there, but
how many
I wouldn't recommend
people
that.
Have you helped write books, like, about?
Dozens.
I know.
Yeah. But not a ton when you're doing, when you're writing it for them.
Right.
And you know, Jody spoke to the truth of the matter is, this book right here took 2 weeks.
Oh my, Carrie K. Davis, if you're listening, and Lisa Vasquez, and all of my friends that want to write books, you are doing
this
it the wrong
right
way.
This book right here, I think, took 2 months. Part of why, and Jody's is a personal story, so the business stuff can sometimes go faster because it's not, doesn't have that emotional connection
so you could,
for the author.
So, like, I have an idea for a children's book that I wrote when I was a flight attendant. So I want, it's like about like this kind of size.
Mm-hmm.
So do you do children's books as well?
I have someone who illustrates.
Okay.
Illustrate.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Nice. Okay, I'm there.
Yeah. I have not done any children's books, but I do have a friend who is an illustrator for, specifically for children's books.
Okay, and you have other authors here that you're promoting mm-hmm. as well.
Right, this is, this one is CRA banking stuff. This is for people in the banking industry. Very super, super, super niche.
Ooh.
This one here, I get a lot of healthcare providers.
Okay.
So Jody's was more of a personal story, but I do get a number of. So this is Kevin Davis is a
young
physician's assistant in Kentucky, and this book, Young and Strong at 40 and Beyond, it's focused on men's health, but Kevin treats men and women.
Okay.
This is a really good book because not only does he go through different. Things, different categories of illness that you may or may not have. We decided when we were working on this to set it up. Originally, it was a series of podcasts,
mm-hmm.
and we created it, you know, that way first. And then I said, you know, we got together and I said, Kevin, I don't know if people are going to read this book.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of technical information here, but I have an idea. And so we changed it into, like, the beginning of the chapter, we'll have, like, the symptoms, things that you need to watch out for. What you might be feeling or going through, what you can do about it, and when you should call your healthcare provider. So many things are one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Let me show you all the way things you can do to heal yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Kevin is a healthcare provider, and while there are some things you can do to heal yourself, he believes there are times when you do need intervention from
Well, that's Someone a powerful book. Now, where can they buy all these books, Leslie? And I have more questions to ask you.
Most of these are available on Amazon.
I mean, do you have it on your website?
Like, I don't, but I need to do that.
Oh my gosh!
I?
Yes, all of these. Everybody needs to
She's
be on your website.
She's giving me a lot of jobs.
No, you just go to tune into a book. Turn it into
book.com. Right. I will
and put a card up there.
Terry's is on Amazon. This actually was, he has a live event every year, and this was one of the sessions at the live event.
Okay.
And this says, warning, opportunities ahead, how to see and provide value during COVID-19 and beyond. So this was right in the middle of everything.
And these books
was actually a gift. He created this as a gift for the people who came.
Oh, wow.
And then put it on sale. After.
These books are so amazing. I mean, I'm talking high quality, a good quality. Like, I'm walking into Barnes & Noble, and they're sitting there. You know, are these out in the stores yet too, or
all of so far 100% of the authors that have come through us have chosen to publish on Amazon.
I've heard that.
So you can go through Ingram Spark, which if you want to be able to do things in a bookstore, you need to go through Ingram Spark so that the bookstore can order.
Who knew? That's interesting. I did not know that. Okay.
Yeah. Well, they consider Amazon a competitor.
Ah, gotcha. So, you know, my big question, and I know the questions are coming in, and I'm sure they are on TikTok as well. Thank you all for joining. So I'm writing on Word, okay, mm-hmm. and then I save it, and then I send it to my email, and then I write another Word, and it's like all in different emails. So I know you're talking about you can write a book, and you can talk into, now your Jody said her phone.
Correct. So we usually, before we ever get to the writing part, we do what I call the planning part.
Okay.
And the planning part's not what you think. It's not outlining.
Right.
I actually consider outlining to be part of the writing part. The planning part is more about what's the purpose of this book? What does this book look like in your mind's eye?
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, remember I started with business owners.
Mm-hmm.
To me, if you're going to write a book, you're a business owner.
Right.
Unless you're writing it for personal reasons as a family legacy type of thing. There are, you know, I've met people over the years who, like doctors, who will write books and just give them away to their patients. Mm-hmm. Unless you're doing a giveaway, gift, legacy kind of thing, that would be the only reason to not be business. Otherwise, if you're an author, you're in business.
Right.
And the world has changed for authors. You have to think like a business owner. Mm-hmm. So if you have to think like a business owner, then your book needs to be leveraged and it needs to have a purpose besides the content that's inside of it.
Right.
So we get into all of that.
Now, do you write it down on a notepad and say this is like first chapter before you get it ready, or?
What I normally do with my clients is, as they're talking, I'm typing on a Google Doc, and it's literally like just a list. It's nothing fancy because they know their material. They know.
Right.
And I have some different ways, depending on the kind of book it is, to help you outline it. And then once you have the outline, and we know we've done that planning part, we know what size you want.
So they can work with you like FaceTime computer from all over the world.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Can they sit with you in person someplace, or?
I haven't done that. Even locals get on Zoom with me. Go figure. But
yeah,
but
I gotcha. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to know how long you want the book to be, because mm-hmm. it dictates how long you're going to talk then.
Right.
So you figure, the average person speaks about 150 words a minute.
Interesting. I'm slowing down.
I'm going to say this slow because it's a lot of math. The average page in a 6x9 book is about 250 words.
Okay.
So you've got to talk somewhere between a minute and a half to 2 minutes per page. Mm-hmm. So if you know, we'll just do even numbers. You want to 100-page book that's 10 chapters. Mm-hmm. Then that's 10 pages. That means you got to talk about 20 minutes.
Okay.
Every chapter. So, yeah, I give
so
people
you coach
the numbers
them.
And do the math. Mm-hmm.
Now, I know people are going to say, oh my gosh, I would love to do this. Would this cost me thousands and thousands of dollars? Because I've been in the modeling industry, and people have thought, you know, oh my God, the acting, it's going to cost me thousands of dollars. And that's why I came up with the other show. But helping people learn, it's the right people, it's the right timing, and it does, you've got to put some money into it for your tools.
Right.
And, you know, can you give a price range about what?
So if you're do a done with you for us, the average, I mean, we have books that are anywhere from 5,000 to, but the average is about 15.
Okay.
That's us doing it. Done
but
for
that's
you.
Your own book, and then that's amazing.
And it's still, that is low.
Yeah.
It is on the lower
But this is a book that
range.
Can sell, you could be on the bestsellers list, all of a sudden New York bestseller, and Leslie can get you there. But we're not promising anything, like the door of opportunity
no.
is open for you
Don't
to get that.
Don't get me started on that.
Yeah, because that's what I tell people. I can't promise you anything to get an agent. I can open the door for you for mm-hmm. that. Do they?
So our done with you, our coaching, which is shut down right now, it's not open right now, is $500 a month.
Okay.
So that just depends how fast you decide to work.
And how many hours do they spend with you, like about for coaching?
It varies. It depends on the person. So mm-hmm. if there are two calls available a week, depends how many other people decide to hop on the call. Sometimes there's nobody. Sometimes there are several people. So it varies. It's not, in my experience, mm-hmm. it's not so much the amount of time as it's more like laser coaching. Do you know
right.
what laser coaching is?
No, I was going to ask you.
So laser coaching is like 15 to 20 minute sessions. Mm-hmm. And you come, you have a very specific problem. You tell me what the problem is. I tell you what you need to do.
You click it over, right, okay.
You come back again. And it sounds like you'd be amazed how much can be accomplished when you're focused and intentional in that period of time. You can get a lot done quickly.
That's exciting. And then after that part is over and then they want to do the program, I mean, is it a program on your phone that you work with them on? Or
right, So for the coaching, we coach them the same way we have our done for you people. It's just that we're telling them basically
what the next steps are.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know that you could actually talk into something and then you have your book and then
Yeah. Our done for you clients just hand us recordings.
Right.
And we do it.
Wow.
Our coaching clients, we tell them what to do.
Okay.
And so that's the plan, is to have this course, which it's not going to launch until next year, mm-hmm. but I decided I'm going to do a Black Friday special in like beta.
Right.
And then they'll also get, so they'll get a special super steal of a deal. They'll get a lot of time with me.
Yes.
And they'll also get the course when it comes out. And so that way it produces a win-win. It helps me help some people quickly and they don't have to wait till February.
We need to do something in January and get ready for the spring and have like a get together with Leslie, you know, Graham here. And
we can talk about that.
You know, I mean, I like even start, you know, one of the hotels, you know, Marriott San Key. They have got a nice right. little ballroom area and just, you know, get people together, sell tickets. And
well, let's talk about it.
Let's run commercials.
But just real quick, just for people, because some people, maybe even the course, will be out of their reach.
Mm-hmm.
It's super affordable in mm-hmm. terms of courses. At least the Black Friday will be.
Okay.
I can't say any more than that because I don't have the website set up yet. I do want to tell your listeners, though, before I get into that, I have a free downloadable PDF. So if you're interested in learning more about the course, go sign up for this PDF and you'll get an email about the course when it is ready.
Okay. And how do they get that?
It's at miracletoshare.com. MiracleToShare.com. And the PDF is 51 strategies, different, all creative ways. Only one of them is a book.
Ooh.
On different ways that you can tell your story. So maybe a book isn't even the right thing. Maybe there's another thing on that list that you'll want to do instead.
That's beautiful. I have to ask your husband. Can you just tell us what makes a successful marriage and, you know, working relationship since she's in this business? And he's such a dear-hearted, great person. Just a little ending.
Yeah, that's funny. And I'm Rick.
Hi, Rick.
And basically what I'm doing, the same thing as I'm doing here, I stay out of her way.
But you support her amazingly.
Yeah, I do.
She
does a good job. And I knew she was onto something when she wrote her own book.
Right.
About my son, Robbie. And
right.
That was a powerful
So time. What makes it work? What is it, the two of you, in this business of writing?
Well, she bounces a lot of ideas off me. You know, I pretty much stay in the background. I do encourage her. And
he does some editing.
I do a fair amount of editing.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
he's an MBA. He can do some editing.
Yeah. I'm more in the background.
But, that's super cool. And anything you'd like to tell your wife on camera and on 3FM, 3AM?
Love you, hon.
I would say from the heart.
No, she really does a good job. She does. She's really passionate about this. Spends a lot of time doing it. She really wants to make high quality products.
See that. I mean, she's the only one that I'm telling people, like, yes, that's the way to go. You know, I mean, Leslie
and
Graham.
And the biggest thing is she's too humble about herself. She knows so much. She has made a lot of people a lot of money.
Yeah.
Millions. And I'm not exaggerating. Millions and millions of dollars. And she's been the background person, but now she's kind of venturing out into her own business and coming to the forefront now, so that this should work out good for
her. Look out, God's making a way. He parted the sea. He's got Leslie walking right through it. Definitely getting out there. We only have a few more minutes left, and Leslie, give your website one more time.
You can go to miracletoshare.com, or if you want to read a little bit about our done-for-you process, it's at turnitintoabook.com. But I do want to speak, because you've asked me, and I don't want people to feel like I've skirted around it. There's just so much information when it comes to this.
Right.
You can easily record your book. You can set up a free Zoom account. You can set up your own Facebook group and do Facebook Lives into it and download it. You can use your recorder on your phone. It's a little more challenging. You've got to put it on airplane mode and things like that.
You got a lot of people that are older, and they don't know about Zoom. And mean, you're saying that...
You can buy a digital recorder... and we can upload those digital recordings. There are ways
to get it.
We just need it recorded, and we have to have it digital for the computers to transcribe it.
So there are ways for people that are like, I am not computer literate. I don't know what to do.
A lot of my clients are not.
Yeah, I know.
That's the truth.
I get it.
Yeah, and so, I have a local doctor now that's what he's done. He's handed us digital recordings, or he gives us stories that patients have written. And
amazing. Yeah. And a lot of people, I think that everybody should write a book about their life for their grandchildren and make it a legacy. I had a friend in California that they did that, and I thought that was so beautiful.
Because
your grandchildren will go, my Gigi did this and she did that. Wow, what a rock and roll star.
No, I think it is too, because, you know, a lot of times I don't know if you know this, so I'm really big into genealogy also.
Right.
And family trees. And there are a lot of people that will go back in time and rewrite those stories with the knowledge, with the information they have, but how much better if you had it from the person directly. Yep. You know, your so bet. I agree with you.
So have you, well, do you want ancestors.com or anything?
Yes.
So have you met any of your cousins or second cousin, third cousins, fourth, fifth generations?
Fun fact, my husband and I are 16 times cousins.
Okay.
Both of us have a common ancestor.
What?
Who was one of the founders of Salem, Massachusetts.
Oh my God.
Yes. He had two wives. His first wife was in England. That's my side of the family. She passed away. He got remarried. That's his lineage.
Interesting. Because my mom, I just have to say, we were going back, and on my grandmother's side, it was all the royalty from all the kings and queens. We have so many. That's why I was.
That's why she's a Hollywood lady.
And then that's why Mrs. Florida, Miss Florida this year, classic tourism pageant. But no, I mean, I see that, you know, it's kind of cool. My daughter-in-law was meeting third and fourth cousins, and she was really into that. And it's super cool because, you know, they're family related from somebody's side to see that. It has been such a pleasure. Leslie, I'd love to have you co-host with me more.
Well, we can make that happen. I got more stories coming down the pike.
Oh, my gosh. You even need your own show here. I mean, Leslie Graham show.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm ready for that, Dawn.
But you do live Facebook. I see you on Facebook and you're doing a live session.
They're not live.
Well, it looked like it.
They're recorded.
Wait. I gotcha. Because usually it says Facebook. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha. And I know we have three more minutes. Anything else, Leslie, that you want to say? I mean, anything else that comes to mind?
Oh, my goodness. No, I just want to encourage people. If, you know, there are a lot of people out there with a book on their heart. That I know for sure. And don't wait as long as I did. I mean, I waited. My son was healed in 1998.
That's
I finally published
amazing.
My book in 2011. I didn't really promote it. It's only now, 2023, that I'm relaunching it and ready to go out in the world. Do not wait.
No.
I mean, the world's getting crazy. I don't know how much time you have to wait.
Revelations is before our eyes very quickly with everything going on. But I do have one more question because we have two more minutes, engineer is saying. So what do you do for fun? What are your fun things with you and your hubby? We have till 9. Like, what do you like to do?
I'm laughing because we just took a brief vacation only to Orlando and we felt guilty leaving.
Oh no.
To go.
Did you go to Disney?
We do a lot of things with family. We have 4 children, 6 grandchildren. Everybody's within an hour, and so we spend a lot of time.
That's the most important.
Them.
If you can enjoy your family in that precious time.
Yes.
I remember some lady and I had 2 in a stroller. She goes, "It goes so fast." I went, "No, it doesn't."
Oh, it does.
Yeah, it does. Blink of an eye, as Kenny Chesley would say. Everybody, thank you. God bless you, and stay tuned because next week I have Jose Honduras. He is an astronaut. And if you see that movie on Prime Video, A Million Miles Away. We'll see you next week. Bye, everybody. God bless you.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.